Good morning. My guest this morning is Vicki Kumpfer. She is the Healdsburg Center for the Arts Gallery Manager. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Roland.
Big days coming up in Healdsburg, beginning on December 12th, and then on the 12th, the 13th, and the 20th. So let's talk about those things.
Yes.
On the 12th, in the afternoon, there's a book reading by Shawnee Brown, a Healdsburg person, of her book, which is right here in front of us, called Healdsburg Immigrants, an Anthology of 12 Local Histories. So we were talking about immigration and emigration before we started. And this is one example of Healdsburg as a magnet for immigration, drawing people to it. So what have you gleaned from looking through this book?
Yes, this book is wonderful. Again, telling the stories of people who have chosen to live in Healdsburg and their past histories. And just, you know, Healdsburg is an amazing place. There's just something very tangible about the people who love to live there.
Uh-huh.
And so this puts together those people, and it's lovely.
It's beautifully done, too, and just a bunch of great-looking people from the past that looks like they could all live in Healdsburg right now. And so Shawnee Brown on Saturday the 12th between 4 and 5 is going to be there and talk about the
yes.
various people who were included
These
in the
events
book.
Are in conjunction with the Healdsburg Center for the Arts annual gift gallery, our holiday gift gallery. So
right.
we have filled the gallery, which is traditionally a fine arts gallery, with crafts and maker wares. They were sourced locally, of course. And so we're really proud of you know what we've brought together.
Uh-huh.
So not only do we have the crafts and gifts, but these books. So we have over 20 authors that are presenting their books in the gallery, so they're available for gift giving.
And also there is on Sunday the 13th, the day after, between 1 and 3 p.m., a knitting demonstration by Naringa Willis, and her work is also going to be on sale at the gallery.
Yes, and it's just exquisite. She talks about how she has learned knitting and weaving from her grandmother from her homeland in Lithuania. And these work is, as you can see, is 100% wool, and it's just very finely knit. It's just absolutely exquisite.
Right. It's a literal fabric.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. I'm really excited to see young artists going back to the fiber arts.
Right. And so then, as if that weren't enough, the next week on Sunday the 20th between 1 and 3, that will be the open house at the Holiday Gift Gallery with authors of a number of different books set in and around Healdsburg, about Healdsburg, and so on. Lots of familiar names.
Absolutely. This is going to be a really fun day because we'll have over 15 of the authors there just spontaneously reading from their books and talking, greeting the guests and signing their books. So we have a huge array of books, from children's books to the historical, to even how-to books with the diva, grammar diva. So it's just really fun to see the variety. And again, books are great gifts for the holidays.
The gift gallery inspires me to make a trip. Now, is that open only at the times when these events are occurring?
It has been open since Black Friday in November,
uh-huh.
and we will finalize the 1st of January. So it's perfect timing for the
great,
holidays.
Great.
And we've turned it into a winter wonderland, and we'll have spiced cider along with some free cookies and gift wrapping.
Let's tell Pam now. 431-1970. Online, Healdsburg Center for the Arts.com. Thanks for coming in, Vicki.
Thank you, Roland.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.